fanboys in a room with a mic. From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol Pete Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Ditch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
There we go. Now we're going.
What the fuck?
Yeah, my bad. It was, I threw off the whole rhythm of the show right there. It was, I was pushing the record button. It just wasn't going.
Is it recording now?
It's recording now.
Oh, I keep forgetting it. You know, I never really have an orthodox start for shows.
Well, that's what normally when the chime, that means shit's hitting the fan. Yes. So most of you guys won't recognize that voice because he hasn't been around in fucking forever.
Because you don't know there's not black guy here.
Yeah.
Other than not black guy?
That is the infamous Player 2. And he hasn't been on the show.
Often heard about, often tried to copy. Can't really do it, dick too big. And the bitches love me.
The often imitated, mostly segregated.
Always very hated.
The one, the only, Player 2. We also have G-Roll, a.k.a. Hey. Mr. Wheezy.
We haven't done that in a while.
We have not done the a.k.a.s in quite a while. I miss the a.k.a.s.
Yeah. Where are they, right? G-Roll.
Let's run down a couple of them.
All right.
a.k.a. G-Wheezy, a.k.a. G-Ice, a.k.a. DJ Diamond Nuts, a.k.a. Mr. Get Off Me Suck a Dick.
The Hamburger Yoshi.
A.K.A. Hamburger Yoshi. A.K.A. the Two-Step McGillicuddy. A.K.A.
Captain, what was it? Captain
G-Roll Norrington or some shit,
yeah,
like that. Something like that.
Captain G-Roll Norrington?
Yep.
The vascular Burrito.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Where did you come up with that one?
I forget. I think that was one of the days.
That was one of Michael's.
Yeah. Well, that was the day we were talking about the different names for Dick.
Yeah.
And Vascular Burrito happened to be one of them. And Michael just... It stuck. What else? You've had some good ones over the years.
Mm. Yeah, I can't remember all the one-time names.
Oh, God. There were some really good ones. And I know some... Oh, God. There was one. It's going to bug me, and I'm going to remember it when we stop recording. I hate that shit. I'll be listening to the episode later, and I'll be like, that's what I wanted to say!
Another one of his names?
Yeah.
I think my favorite one was DJ Diamond Nuts and Get Off Me Sucking Dick.
The two that you gave him?
The only ones I gave him?
Those I gave you, yeah.
Before you even knew me, you gave me those.
Yep.
Well,
that was over.
I wish we had a camera here so people could see what he looks like now, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The AKA, what was it? Phony Stark?
Phony Stark.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
He got some facial hair. Looked like he went down on some hairy bush and just came up with some leftovers.
It works. It just happened to get stuck in places.
Hey, man, just let it run its course. It'll grow up.
Well, how old are you? Like, how old are you?
21.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why we went to Vegas.
Yeah, we went to Vegas for my birthday.
You got that in Vegas? The facial hair grew when you went to Vegas?
He crossed
the border and just...
Fuck, man, it took me forever to get this. And when I got this was like...
This took me 2 weeks.
Oh, that's okay. That's pretty good. But he's still baby face though. Look at him.
Yeah.
He's still real baby face.
The facial hair helps though.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I keep it.
I feel like you be getting like 19-year-old bitches now.
Maybe. I don't talk about it.
Are we recording?
We're recording. I'm trying to pull up some stories.
He's just always an amateur hour.
Yeah.
Eternally an amateur hour.
Well, I was in the conversation while I pulled up the stories.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, have you guys been watching the McGregor-Mayweather fucking press conferences?
Come on.
I watched one of them.
I saw the first two. The first one was decent. It was more like what you would see at boxing, you know. It was more Mayweather.
I heard like, one of them, like, they were just spouting, like, racist shit to each other.
Not really. Well, I don't know. That might have been the Chicago, or not Chicago. Yeah, Chicago. Might have been the Chicago
one. If a white man calls a black man boy, that's racist.
Yeah.
And I heard he said boy.
Yeah, but so, he calls everybody boy.
I don't give a fuck. You watch your mouth when you're talking to a black dude, because we already going to take that as, okay, boy, that's a white yeah. racist.
Well, talk. See, that's the thing, too, is he was saying dad's boy.
Okay.
So that, when he said it, I thought it, like, but, you know what I mean? But the thing is it's an Irish dude that, you know, he's not really, you know what I mean?
No, white people don't get a pass for racism in 2017. No. I'm sorry. I'll let an old Asian
But Irish people are the black, are the black white people.
Yeah, whatever, but they still not niggas. I mean, that's the argument that they try to use, but let's be realistic. Okay, let's be realistic.
Yeah.
So can somebody tell me this? Is it a boxing match or like a fight?
It's a boxing match.
It's a boxing match?
Boxing match.
So you know Mayweather going to beat the shit out of this guy, right?
Mayweather's going to dance around him and score points.
He's going to beat the shit out of him.
I don't think he's going to beat
he's
the shit.
He's not going to beat the shit out of him.
He's going to technically beat the shit out of him. He's going to get a bunch more points than this dude and the guy's going to lose.
He will beat the shit out of him in score. Like, he'll beat the shit out of him in terms of if Michael Jordan played you on one-on-one and he would beat the shit out of you. Like, he would never physically touch you, but he like in points, he would just dominate you.
Well, exactly.
That's exactly. He's going to dance around him. He's going to score points all night, and he's going to just – that's going to be the whole fight.
But that's all Mayweather ever does. Nobody should be surprised by that. This when has Mayweather true. Ever gotten to a slug match and, like, really had to
Not since power? His early career.
He doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Dude, and plus, he's trying to keep a perfect record, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to even jump into a fight that's going to damage that. Like, he's not going to try to kill that.
Yeah.
Regardless of the payday.
No, one thing that makes me laugh is a lot of people are like, oh, McGregor's, he's just got to hit him once or twice. He's just got to hit him. He's just got to connect.
He's just got to hit him.
Yeah, that's a big, first of all, that's a big if, right away.
If Pacquiao couldn't hit Mayweather, what makes you think this guy's going to do it?
Exactly. The second thing is.
Yeah, when in a boxing match where you completely restrict pretty much everything McGregor has going for.
Exactly. And the other thing is, okay, because a lot of, McGregor's a power puncher. McGregor's a power puncher. Yeah, but he's wearing 4-ounce gloves when he's doing those power punches.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? He's going to full-size boxing gloves now. You know what I mean? It's like, he's going to have a pillow on his fucking fist. You know, it's not going to be the same.
No.
He's not. There's no way McGregor's going to knock out Mayweather, even if he does land some punches. If he, I mean, you know what? It'll be a trip if he does, and it'll be worth price of admission if he does, just because it's so just like, holy shit, like, balls to the walls, like Hail Mary kind of thing. Like, it's not gonna fucking happen. It's like lightning striking fucking Mayweather in the middle of the ring. You know?
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
But
I'm sorry, I don't see that.
I'm not gonna lie though, I'm hyped for the fight. I know it's gonna be boring, but I want to, like, the hype has me, like, I jumped on the hype train after watching the press conferences.
Yeah.
I'm not hyped about it, and I think they're secretly friends, to tell you the truth.
I'm sure they are.
They're probably gonna hang out after the fact.
Yeah. It's all
we stole all their money.
Right, throw stacks of bitches. Yeah. And drink.
Well, the one thing that made me laugh, fucking.
They're gonna have the rematch.
The Toronto press conference made me laugh though, because Mayweather comes up with his backpack and supposedly this stack full of money. Right, he reaches in, he pulls out a couple stacks of bills, and like he just slaps them on the table and then puts them down. And he puts them back in the bag. Right, then he leaves the bag at the podium, and like he's walking around, he's talking shit, going back and forth. And there's a fan right there with an Irish flag, and he tells him to give me the flag. So he gets the flag and he has it on his back, and Mayweather gets all pissed off. Or I'm sorry, McGregor gets pissed off and stands up. And then he goes and grabs the bag, you know, mm-hmm. If you're gonna keep the flag, I'm gonna keep your bag. Then he goes and opens the bag. There's only the two stacks that Mayweather pulled out. That's all that's in there. He goes, there's only like $5,000 in here. But the way Mayweather was talking, it was like he was acting like it's all stacked full of cash. It was just those two stacks, like.
Yeah.
That shit made me laugh. That whole fight, the whole press conference thing was pretty funny. I'm also looking forward to this John Jones DC fight coming up.
John, is that going to be his first fight?
Yes, his first fight back. Right now, a lot of people are pissed off. Not a lot of people. They're criticizing the UFC's decisions.
For?
They put out the poster for this fight. And they're obviously kind of UFC is telling you who they're voting for pretty much by just posting this poster.
Versus Jones 2?
Yeah. Cormier versus Jones 2. Who do you see in the dominant position in this poster?
Cormier?
No, it's Jones. Look at Jones down at the bottom. With his arms wide open, he's bigger part of the poster in an aggressive pose. Where they have, you know, they have him like surrounded by like the flames and shit. Or they have DC kind of, he's just kind of there. Smaller on the poster, upside down on the poster.
But you could argue that they just chose those poses.
Yeah.
What if it's just, what if DC just decided to choose that?
Well, I don't think...
And John Jones chose to choose a more aggressive pose.
It could be that. But I don't know. I think the fact that they made him bigger on the poster, you know what I mean, as well, it just kind of makes... Like, the first thing your eye goes to is Jones on that poster.
I don't think he's bigger. It's just he's just in a position
where he's taking more of the poster.
He's like this.
Yeah.
If Cormier was like that, it'd be the same.
Could be. But a lot of people...
like this because he's a champ.
Yeah. A lot of people are criticizing. They're saying that you guys are focusing on John Jones. Like he's highlighted. He's got the whole red and the flames. And kind of Jones is in the shadow. Or DC's in the shadows on the top corner. Like, and he's upside down. You know what I mean? That's kind of... You know, that's the argument. And I kind of agree with it a little bit. But really quick before we get too far. You've seen the new Spider-Man, correct? You've finally seen it?
I saw the minute after, like the hour after we.
Did you stay for the whole?
Yes.
Okay, there's gonna be a lot of spoilers if you have not seen. I like that. Patience is a virtue, but sometimes it leads to disappointment. You can wait a long time for something and be very disappointed.
That was awesome.
Like in Captain America.
I like that shit.
Captain America weave throughout the whole thing was just awesome. What do you think about the intro montage?
With all of his little video cameras.
Yeah.
That was really funny. I liked it.
I liked it a lot. I thought it harkened back to the original, like the Peter Parker in the comics, where he's always setting up his camera somewhere to film himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even the way he set it up, when it shows him going in and stealing Cap's shield, the way he set the camera up, it was perfect for him to do that.
One thing was pointed out to me I didn't even notice during the movie was that like he doesn't have Spidey senses.
You know what? I didn't notice that either. Now that you mention it. Huh.
Like, there's a couple occasions where, like, if he had Spidey senses, he wouldn't have...
Yeah.
Maybe he's still young and he's learning.
He's still learning them. That could be it.
What I think is going to happen is, like, the AI is kind of going to be working as, like, a more realistic version of Spidey senses.
That could be it. Because
you know how, like, when he first unlocked everything? Like,
yeah.
He just kind of, like, told him all the surroundings and everything.
Yeah.
So it's probably gonna be something similar to that.
I like that whole scene when he's locked in the vault and they're like, "How long have we been in here?" And it's like, 45 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
What? I thought Tom Holland fucking knocked that shit out of the park though.
Yeah.
And I think I said that last week. What'd you think?
I like it as a part of the Marvel universe,
but
as a standalone, not so much.
So, the only
reason why they made a Spider-Man movie is because Spider-Man is important to the upcoming Marvel canon.
Yeah.
So if they didn't need him, they probably wouldn't have made it. But he plays a very integral part in what is that, the Infinity Wars and shit.
He was a huge part in the original Civil War.
Yeah.
And
they said his part in Infinity War is going to be about as significant as it was in Civil War.
Yeah, well, that's why they had to introduce. Plus, Marvel is the masters of making money off of the breakaways. Marvel reminds me of the original Wu-Tang Clan. Remember they came out with their first album, and then they all split up, and they started coming out with little solo joints, and then they came out with another collaborative album. Marvel's doing the same thing. And they're smart as hell with it, and DC need to catch up to them. Because DC can't produce anything as good as it.
Have you seen Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman is dope.
Wonder Woman was out of that entire body of work. No, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we've said this before. I think we said this on the show.
Gal Gadot is like the man. Oh my god!
You know what? I wasn't really a fan of her in the Fast and the Furious movies.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
In the Fast, I mean, she's you know, but
she's bad as fuck.
No, when they first brought her in the Fast and Furious, she was bad as fuck.
Yeah. I don't know. I was kind of like
Shannon Woody, but she's bad as fuck.
But as Wonder Woman, god,
she cold, dog.
God,
I feel like she could fart in my mouth and I would be okay with it.
You ask for more.
I'm like, why don't you piss next?
How about a shark?
But but
squirt some Skittles out of that hole in yours.
But Spider-Man to me, I think, I thought, and I said this last week. I think it's the best Spider-Man movie. It's my favorite Spider-Man movie.
I think Spider-Man 2 is just a little bit.
I think Spider-Man 2 is the best Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2.
Wait, Spider-Man 2 has got a little bit of an edge on it. Wait, it's a close.
The Doc Ock Spider-Man.
Doc Ock.
Okay. So I'm saying, I don't think I've seen Amazing Spider-Man 2.
No, that's just whack.
No, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Okay, with the little kid, Andrew Garfunkel. What the fuck?
Yeah,
is
Garfield.
That?
Yeah.
That shit wasn't good. They shouldn't have chosen for Spider-Man anyway.
This Tom Holland kid, though, he fucking...
Oh, he's a good Spider-Man.
I think he's
a young Spider-Man.
Yeah. And I like the fact... One of the things I liked about this one is the fact that they didn't get back into his origin story again.
And why is Aunt May still fine? Like...
I don't know. I thought she looked old in this one, man.
They were trying to make her look old. Tell me...
Tell me you would
go to the senior citizen home and be like... Hey,
No. I'm not saying yeah.
Aunt May would get it.
Yeah.
Marissa Tomei is still fine, Joe. She like, what, 93 now?
I think she's in her 60s. No, she's in her 50s.
Fuck, Joe.
But yeah, I mean, the Vulture, that one scene when he shows up at her house and he answers the door. What do you guys think about that shit? When he
Spider-Man shows up at her house.
You were
saying the Vulture shows up.
No, my bad. I was like that whole twist of the Vulture, when he shows up at that girl's place and he opens the door. I was like, oh fuck, he figured shit out that quick, and I was like. Hey, come on in, like...
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah, that was a huge fucking twist.
I didn't think,
You know why I didn't expect that? Because the girl was black.
Yeah, was white. That's true.
Completely misdirected.
You ain't never met no mixed niggas?
All right, but...
I'm sitting right in front of them.
All right,
but... You know
what
I'm saying?
That girl didn't look mixed.
That girl did not look mixed.
She looked full black.
No, she didn't look
mixed. But she didn't look half white.
Nothing against the girl. I thought the girl did a decent job as an actress. I just didn't think she was all that cute. Like,
no.
You always expect...
But it was a high school crush. You know what I mean? It's a high school thing.
Yeah,
like, she was a high school
Mary
high
Jane
school.
Watson was cold as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay.
But then if you go to the original Spider-Man movie, they chose Kirsten Dunst, who she ain't never been hot.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, whatever. Girl next door look fine. She's girl next door look.
Someone told me about Kristen Dunst. They said that she's got summer teeth. You know summer teeth are?
Yeah.
You know summer teeth are? No. Some are here.
Oh god.
Oh man, that was the first time I heard that. This shit made me laugh my ass off.
Hold on, who is the love interest in
the
Andrew Garfunkel Spider-Man?
What's her name?
Emma Stone.
She was I like Emma Stone.
I like her too.
I didn't like her as a blonde. Yeah, and she was Gwen Stacy.
She's not sexy.
I never, but see.
You know who fine as hell, but they downplay her. The girls in Diet are played MJ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they will.
She's fine for real.
Yeah. And I think
I think that's the whole point.
Yeah.
She's probably going to.
That was whole MJ twist at the end where it's like, oh, my friends call me MJ.
Because
she's going to be.
But she's not Mary Jane.
She's not Mary Jane. But she's going to be the love interest. She's going to be. Cause she's gonna they're gonna go on summer break. She's gonna come back all hot, and you know, and then Peter's gonna be like,
Peter's gonna wanna shoot
like girls do in high school.
Yeah,
they fucking change all drastically over fucking summer.
Yeah,
I never experienced that. I went to an all boy high school.
Okay, that explains a lot.
Why I get so much pussy now? Cause I didn't have it when I was in high school. Yeah, you're exactly right. I have to play catch up.
Not why you love Peter so much.
I love my Peter. Yeah. Those great things for me. Here, this guy is looking for stories again. Can we keep up, please?
No.
I feel like we're like this.
You realize I called off work for this.
Yeah, but.
I have people telling me.
Do you understand? I feel like we're still sitting in the garage recording this shit, and this is like show number 3. Like, we've been doing this shit for a long ass time now. You should have, like, what happened to the whiteboard? Didn't it used to be a whiteboard?
I don't know what happened to the whiteboard.
You're not supposed to go backwards. Like,
the whiteboard's been gone for a while.
Did somebody steal the fucking whiteboard, dude?
Ready for Game of Thrones tomorrow?
Yeah!
Do
you watch Game of Thrones?
Loser.
Man, this fucking guy, dude. Fucking come on, man.
Claims to be a geek, doesn't watch fucking Game of Thrones.
In the realm of nerds,
The fucking holy grail of TV shows.
I should. And I keep meaning to.
keep saying all he knows is that fucking Jon Snow knows nothing.
Yeah, that's the only thing I know. Yeah. Well, no, I know he knows nothing except how to eat pussy, apparently.
Jon Snow eats a lot of pussy?
Well, there's...
No, because when he was with the redhead girl, she said that she liked that thing that he did with his tongue.
What did you think about her?
She was hot.
Yeah, I don't even like redheads like that. She would.
And then when I saw like a panel where like she was kind of dressed normal, and she's fine.
Yeah. I've seen her.
She's really pretty.
Yeah. Plus, I already have a thing.
The one who I thought was good looking, and the one who plays the witch.
For old bitch. Yeah, she's hot too.
But then you see her without the, you know, when the magic ain't working and she was busted as fuck. That ruined the whole thing for me, man.
Yeah.
I know, like
singers got nice voices and shit.
Yeah.
Then you see what they look like. You're like, fuck, man. I've been jerking off to this song, bitch. And you look like a hippopotamus. It's like, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Floetry comes to mind. I think about that group Floetry. Remember them?
Yeah.
Them girls busted as fuck, but they got pretty ass voices.
Who was it? It was someone I was talking to recently. We were having this exact same conversation about people with voices and singers and such. And it was a dude, like, he was in high school when that song "My Neck, My Back" came out. And he had never he heard the song, and the song, he thought the song was hot, and then he saw the video and was like,
"I look like a dude."
Yeah.
My dick, my sack. That's how she should have went.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how he brought, man.
Real quick, to go back to Spider-Man, apparently Tom Holland and Zendaya are dating. For real. Like, for real. Yeah.
Do your thing, homie.
Right?
You think that just goes back to what you were talking about? With, like, just celebrities getting together for publicity?
No. I mean, some of the stuff, like, I mean, you know.
Well, see, that's...
That seems so convenient, though, like...
But,
well, you gotta think about it. They're filming a movie together. True. They're gonna end up...
They're filming a movie together.
That
they're kind of...
That's true.
Yeah. There wasn't a forced love interest between them, but there was still that chemistry.
Like, didn't Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie get together on, like, Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yeah.
He claims he waited till he was done with his girl, but nah, bro, y'all was fucking.
Yesterday was Metal Gear Solid's 30th anniversary, or Metal Gear's 30th anniversary. Not Metal Gear Solid.
The entire Metal Gear, so like the 80.
The original NES.
84, right?
You guys are old as fuck.
Yeah. No. I remember when that game came out.
I wasn't even born.
I know. You weren't even a thought.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. Disney reveals their entire movie slate all the way up to 2019. Because, D23 is going on right now.
Yeah.
D23. They've been doing a lot of announcements.
They don't have anything out, like, ever, but they showed, an Infinity War clip at their panel.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I know they also showed a clip for God, what is that? A Stitch in Time. They're doing a movie called A Stitch in Time.
Is it with Lilo and Stitch?
No.
Lilo and Stitch in Time.
There's a lot of shit going on from D23. They showed a scale model of what Star Wars, the actual Star Wars land, is gonna look like.
Okay.
Let me pull that up really quick. That looks pretty dope. It looks like they're gonna have a lot of.
What are they gonna have? Like Tatooine.
It looks like a generic. It looks kind of like more like Tatooine. Okay. Like, you know, like the marketplace where, like.
Like Mos Cantina.
Kind of. Let's see here. This is one part of it.
That'd be cool if they had the cantina and you can go in there.
That's kind of, you know what I mean? So it's, you know, it's just a bunch of generic. No, they are going to have the cantina. They're going to have the cantina. They're going to have a launch port. This is what Star Wars Land's going to look like.
I might go see them.
2018 is when it's supposed to open, I think.
It's only a couple months away.
Yep. They are going to have a landing area. I'm excited for that shit. I'm, like, super psyched for it. And they're going to have... Supposedly, they're going to have droids just walking around. Like, actual droids. Yeah. Just walking around. Just
people in droid suits.
Yeah.
Midgets?
What?
Midgets in, like, R2-D2s?
Probably midgets and then dudes in suits. But I don't know if they'll have... Because, like, they're... Because that's one of the things, like, if you notice in any Star Wars movie, whenever they show crowds, there's always just random droids just...
Uh-huh.
In the crowds, you know what I mean? So I think they want to go for that kind of feel where there's just Oh shit, there's some droids around here. I'm kind of excited about it from some of the shit they've been talking about. Oh, let me get back this Disney movie slate thing. So, where to go? God damn it, I had it, and it fucking, the page had reloaded and shifted. So, from 2017, so Thor Ragnarok, Coco, and this is also included, it's Star Wars, Marvel, and any Disney movies. So, Thor Ragnarok, Coco, Star Wars The Last Jedi, Black Panther, A Wrinkle in Time, the first Infinity Wars, the Han Solo, untitled Han Solo movie, Incredibles 2, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Wreck-It Ralph 2, Nutcracker in the Four Realms, Mary Poppins Returns, starring Xandu, Yondu. I don't know why I said Xandu. Captain Marvel, Dumbo. They're doing a remake of Dumbo. An untitled Disney cartoon, Avengers Infinity War Part 2, Toy Story 4, Episode, 10? No, 9? And then Lion King, the live-action one, Frozen 2, and Mulan, live-action.
Wait, what? What's Episode 9? You said Star Wars?
Yeah, Episode 9.
Mulan, that might be dope, the live-action
show. Live-action Mulan, live-action Lion King. Yeah. The one thing
that they going to bring back the Szechuan sauce?
They better.
That's the. Do you watch Rick and Morty?
Oh, dude, you need to watch Rick and Morty. So they're doing the live-action Jungle Book, and they've announced who's going to be doing the voice for Scar. They're doing live-action Jungle Book. No, I'm sorry, not Jungle Book. Lion King. Which still bugs me, because that's it's not be live-action.
How, like, you're going to have...
It's not a live-action. There's no humans in that movie. CGI. They're doing a CGI version of, you know, and,
I guess the term would be like more realistic.
Yeah, or a photorealistic version of life. Yeah, and supposedly at D23, I haven't seen it. I've been searching for it and I haven't find. It's not gonna be online anytime soon. They did the whole, you know, the Circle of Life intro. Uh-huh. They did a whole scene, shot for shot remake in the La photorealistic.
Okay.
What it's gonna look like, and apparently it's been blowing people away. The rumor right now is that the voice for Scar is going to be Hugh Jackman. So, I thought that's kind of cool. They've also... the whole Aladdin cast for the live-action Aladdin has been revealed.
Is it going to be like Slumdog, the kid from Slumdog Millionaire, is going to be Aladdin?
Let me see. I'll tell you right now.
I bet that's what's going to be. That'd be the most logical reason.
Okay, so you know what? I don't like who they made Flash Thompson in the movie.
I didn't like that.
Oh, that little shit. Yeah. Come on, Flash Thompson is supposed to like fuck with Spider-Man.
He's supposed to be the.
I would kick your little goofy ass. I don't give a fuck about you being like the captain of the fucking debate team. Yeah. I would beat the shit out of you.
The thing about that though is, was it last week you made a point about it? Was that because like okay, back when we were in high school, it was the jock was the guy. Like he was the bully. He was the one that fucked everybody. The head quarterback, you know what I mean? Nowadays, it's that little fucking douchey asshole with his dad's money driving his dad's car.
But this is the thing, that little fucking douchey asshole, even now, from where I come from, that little fucking douchey asshole would get the shit kicked out of him, Joe. I don't give a fuck. He would get his ass whooped, dog.
He would have, but, I mean...
Then you would see niggas driving his daddy's car.
But look at the school that they were going to. Look at the other kids that were in that environment. He
would have got his ass kicked.
Back in our day,
the school they're going to isn't one where, like, people get beat up. It's like
cyberbullying. That's what's wrong with these kids nowadays. They ain't scared to take an ass whooping.
Exactly.
Scared to take an ass whooping.
This is a pussified America version of high school now. This is a modern high school. These kids play with fidget spinners. And fucking, you know what I mean?
They're scared to give an ass whooping.
Yeah.
Because they're threatened so much by getting expelled from school and shit.
Look, all I'm saying is I wish the captain of the debate team 5.0 GPA would have said some shit to me. I would have beat
like
your ass.
Like, at my school, anybody who was shit who would actually fuck with you dropped out by fucking sophomore year, so it didn't matter.
This is true.
But they probably was waiting outside for you or some
no.
shit.
No, they were not doing it.
Working at 7-Eleven. Oh, what happened?
Dude, yeah, I mean, I know at least... Like, same thing with Michael. By the time Michael was in school, most of the kids that were that were causing problems or talking shit were they kicked out or dropped out on their own.
Man, all I know, look, man, I was a fucking honors nerd and shit coming up and shit, but you had to know how to fucking defend yourself.
Yeah.
You fucking playing?
Not anymore.
Man, we used to have to catch the bus through the hood from my school, right? And you had to fight motherfuckers almost every day going to the crib. So I'm saying, again, if Flash Thompson was some punk-ass Slumdog Millionaire-looking nigga, I would have beat the fuck out of your hungry-looking ass. I would have beat you to the flies wouldn't have landed on your fucking face, you hungry-ass little Ethiopian nigga. I would have fucked dude up. Are you kidding me?
Rap,
I don't give a fuck what you driving, Joe. I don't care what you driving. I would have beat his ass.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have beat his ass.
The one thing, is, I think, I think the kid's like Hispanic or something too, right?
Nah, he's like an Indian kid. Right?
No, we looked.
He's definitely has some Indian in him.
Yeah, but like, cause I remember we looked.
His
him
last
up.
Name is like Rodriguez or some shit.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck if his last name is Jenkins. I would have beat the shit out of that scrawny little motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And I'm Spider-Man. You Spider-Man. You fucking Spider. I'm gonna say it again. It's Spider-Man, dude. He for a living, he's beating people at like he's like.
This is true.
This you know what I'm saying? And you don't see Uncle Ben anywhere up here saying with greater power comes greater responsibility. I'm just saying, Spider-Man, I would have beat, if I'm Spider-Man, like, Nick, are you kidding me? Like, I would have fucked him up and not even, come on.
He was in Grand Budapest Hotel, and then he played Flash
Thompson. Yeah, that's why I remember seeing him from. He was the bellhop, right?
Yeah. And his name's Tony Revolori? But his it says under parents, it just has Mario Quiñones.
So. Oh, so he's a little Latin kid.
Yeah.
I would have kicked his little ass. I don't give a fuck.
And he's from Anaheim.
Oh, he's from out here?
He's from out here.
You know what, motherfucker? I hope I see you. You don't fuck with Spider-Man. I hope I see you out here, Joe.
You know, hey,
I hope I see you.
But that's the sign of a good actor. Like that kid from Game of Thrones that everyone hates.
Yeah.
Like, that kid can't go anywhere now. Everybody fucking hates him.
Hey, Joffrey, you piece of shit, motherfucker. He's like, man, nigga, I'm just trying to get paid.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude was, I mean, he played a good role, he played a fucking amazing ass.
Like, you hate him, but, like, when Spider-Man fucks up his dad's car, you're like, yes! Even though he fucked it up on accident, you're like, yeah. That little shit, like.
All I know is, I mean, he was a DJ, right?
Yeah.
But Penis Parker,
that's the best thing you can come up with?
That one, you know, that one hit too close to home. That one hit way too close to home. I've been called penis.
But wasn't from a scrawny little shit, though.
Nah, it wasn't.
Come on, man.
So, I mean, you know.
What happened to them days when somebody talks shit to you and you square it up with them?
You don't do that anymore. Kids nowadays don't throw hands anymore. At all.
That's because they wearing skinny jeans.
And if they do, it's like the stupidest fucking fight you'll ever see.
Yeah, it is. Dude.
Like, they don't know how to throw a punch. They hit like the inside of their palm.
They all want to be MMA fighters and try to throw these fucking swinging fucking back fists and shit. They don't know how to throw them, and they just, it's just these weird fucking girl punch fights.
Yeah. Are you fucking playing?
And then the biggest thing they'll do is like they'll pick them up and like suplex them or something. Like, they'll do some fancy shit.
Yeah.
And dude, it just looks stupid.
Just go on YouTube and just search fucking high school fights. And you'll see all these weird little pussy fights that are just like...
Yeah, you might find like a gem.
Yeah, you might find one or two here. Like, you'll find one like, okay, this
like
kid actually trains.
Like the girl fights are better.
Yeah. You'll find like one or two here where like, okay, this kid obviously trains in some MMA gym.
Uh-huh.
And so he kind of knows what he's doing. Or this guy thinks he knows what he's doing. And then like the dude fucks him up.
Like, he had one fight against like a little kid
that he
tried it on and it actually worked out, and then he tried to go against a real person.
I don't know, man.
Who's Naomi Scott?
I don't know, man.
Naomi, that sounds familiar.
That does. I think she's in Power Rangers.
Oh, if it is, that's probably the Pink Ranger, and she's hot as fuck.
Yeah. She's gonna play Princess Jasmine in the Aladdin in the Aladdin remake.
Is she of Indian descent?
She's like white, Mexican.
I don't know how I feel
about
that.
She's hot though.
She looks.
Well, at least she's hot.
She looks ethnic.
Well, she's white and Mexican, so.
She looks ethnic. This dude. Where did it go? Mena Massoud. will be playing Aladdin. Let me Google that motherfucker.
It's probably,
His last name is Masood.
Yeah, I know.
That's Slumdog Millionaire, right
there. Mena Masood. He looks Hispanic as fuck. He looks like he just fell off of a like, fucking...
Yeah, they're going... They're,
he's pretty as fuck, though. That's a good Aladdin.
Yeah, he's a good Aladdin. The Genie.
That should be Robin Williams.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of hard to do because he's dead.
I'm just saying, but that should still be Robin
Williams. Have you heard who's going to be playing the Genie?
Who?
Hold on, let me guess. The big black dude from the Green... Oh,
the Rock.
The Rock is going to be the Genie? That'd be awesome, dude.
Who was The Rock before The Rock? Not muscle-wise, but in every movie.
Mel Gibson.
No, there was always a guy. Yeah. There's always a guy that they throw in the movies to save the movie, and that's who Rock is right now.
Yeah. Who was that guy?
He was before The Rock? Give me a movie. Give me a movie.
Oh, shit. If I give you one, it's like way too, like...
I don't know.
He's got a retarded son that tweets a lot.
He's got a retarded son? Will Smith? Will Smith is the Genie?
Will Smith is the Genie.
Why you call his son retarded, though? I like that kid, man. He's cool.
Have you read his shit?
No, he's nuts. But he was in The Get Down. He was really good in The Get Down. Did you watch The Get Down?
I saw bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, but...
He goes around wearing a white Batman suit. Yeah, Will Smith is going to be the Genie.
Come on, Will.
Nah.
Come
should have been The Rock.
I don't know.
It should have been The Rock. That would have been funny.
But, yeah. But The Rock... See, Will Smith can do a good comedic role. You know what I mean?
Will Smith's a good actor, man. I like Will Smith.
I can see him doing The Genie. He's not... obviously, he's not going to be anywhere close to Robin Williams.
Not comedically, no.
But he's going to be able to, you know... It's going to be directed by Guy Ritchie. Singing? What?
Is Will Smith going to be singing like The Genie?
I hope so.
All I know is after watching Moana, I think The Rock could be a good dude. I think The Rock could be anybody. And I think The Rock should run for president. I'd vote for him, even though he'd be a Republican.
Yeah, I would vote for him.
I'd vote for The Rock.
But you know what? The thing that scares me about The Rock, I saw something about a presidential platform for The Rock.
2020, right?
Yeah. The thing that scares me about The Rock being president, you've seen Idiocracy.
You think The Rock is going to be watering plants with fucking
Gatorade? No, I don't think so. But we're just one step closer. Fucking President Camacho, former professional wrestler, is now the president of the United States.
Hey, well, look.
He's going to come into fucking Congress.
Technically, isn't Trump a wrestler? Didn't Trump prefer on Raw?
This is true. He did.
And you know what? I mean, I know the types of people who listen to a show like this.
Yeah.
And I know there's some of y'all out there who voted for Trump, you dumb sons of bitches. I ain't been here in a while. But it's your fault that your grandparents is losing their Medicaid, motherfucker. I want you to understand that shit right now, you stupid-ass, inbred-ass, crack-ass motherfuckers that voted for Trump, you stupid sons of bitches. It's you. It's all of y'all, you dumb motherfuckers.
And there goes our demographic.
All right. Hey, did you know that Tim Burton's directing the new Dumbo film?
Why?
Oh, shit, I'm going to watch it then.
It's going to be all dark as
fuck. Yeah, it's going to be all just... Well, have you ever
seen an elephant fly, motherfucker?
That was... So, dude, have you watched Dumbo recently? Uh-huh. That is a dark-ass movie.
Yeah, it is pretty scary.
His mom is considered a mad elephant. They fucking lock her away from other ones. Rip him away. Put him with a bunch of fucked-up clowns.
You know what that sounds like?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like slavery.
Yeah,
it's like the Triangle Trade.
It really is. Like it's almost like you watch that, and it's a fucking it's a metaphor for slavery and all kinds. And then like the one thing though is like because Jasmine, I play a lot of her music, a lot of the just Disney music on Spotify, right? And that an elephant. Have you seen an elephant fly? Is quite possibly one of the most racist, ignorant songs of all time. Just those crows in general.
I think I have them. I bought a shit ton of Disney movies at one point, right? And I don't even remember the ones I have. I think I have them.
Dude, those crows in general, they're just... It's like... They're okay. So, black crows, and then they're just... The way they talk is just...
Why do you know those old school cartoons be racist?
Oh, funny. Hell yeah. But, hold on.
I mean, Dumbo was like in...
Yeah,
the 80s or some shit, right?
No, Dumbo came out before the 80s, bro.
Before the 80s?
The original Dumbo came out a while back. Yeah. 1941.
Jesus.
Fuck. Yeah, it's an old ass song.
1941. World War II was still going on.
I seen all that too. I seen a Venus dance. The way he says it's like. I seen a needle that winked its eye. But I'll be done seeing about everything.
Any money that was poor white guys is just worse.
Yeah, but I'll be done seeing about everything. I was like, really? Every time I hear that line, it just gets me.
It came out in 1941.
I beat a scene about everything.
It came out in 1941.
Yeah. But still.
Shit doesn't surprise me anymore.
Yeah, true.
Have you guys been listening to that story of OJ by Jay-Z that everyone's been fucking talking about?
You want
to
hear it? I'll let you hear it offline.
You got it?
I'll play it for you.
I've heard it.
I'm just curious if you guys
have. No, I haven't.
Story of OJ? Huh. How did you hear it after?
Yeah. Let me hear it afterwards.
You know what I watched recently, man? I think I told you about it earlier, man. I watched it again, and it doesn't work for me.
I still like it. It's just not as scary anymore.
It don't scare me no more.
No, dude. It's not scary at all anymore. It's a little creepy, but it's not scary.
It's not creepy to me at all, dude. Like, nothing about it. It was just a fucking two-hour bore fest.
Really?
Yeah, man. I hope the remake is better, dude.
Like, I want to see the remake.
Okay, so there was, like, three movies growing up that scared the shit out of me coming up. It was one of them. The Omen.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck, what was the other one? I can't think of it right now. The first Nightmare on Elm Street Part 5. The Dream Child.
The Dream Child
scared
yeah.
the fuck out of me, right?
The Dream because that bit the fucking stroller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the nurse with the face that was all melted off.
Yeah. Oh, fuck
but see,
that
here's
movie.
The thing, man.
I love that movie, but fuck that movie.
I own all those movies. So I went back and I watched them all again recently.
Yeah.
The Omen is boring as fuck.
Dude.
It is not scary, no, yeah. and Nightmare on Elm Street is a comedy.
Oh, fucking Nightmare on Elm Street makes me laugh my ass off. The one that gets me, though, have you recently watched Nightmare on Elm Street 2?
Which one is that? Is that the Dream Warriors?
No. Dream Warriors is 3. The Nightmare on Elm Street 2 is when Freddy needs that one kid. Like, he inhabits that kid's body, and he's killing people through that body.
And the kid's related to him, right?
I don't remember if he's related to him or not. No, that was the last... That was Freddy's Dead, the 6th one.
I have all of them.
This
I
one,
to go back and watch it.
Dude, part 2 is it's about being gay. Freddy's gay. Like Freddy is being he's not Freddy. Freddy himself isn't gay. Freddy is gayness. Like,
how did you decipher this? That's interesting.
Okay, so one of the first kills is the coach in the locker room, right? And the coach has been making these weird, awkward comments to the kid, right? And he runs into the coach at, like, some BDSM club, right? And then later on, or something happens, I forget what it is, where something happens where the kid is, like, he's running in his sleep because he's having the nightmares, and he's just running away. And he shows up at this BDSM club, right? And the coach comes out wearing nipple clamps and leather and fucking hat. And, like, it's just, you know, so he takes him back to the school because he's going to have a talk with them. And they're back in the locker room, in the shower room area. And they go shower off. You're all sweaty. And then all of a sudden, Freddy shows up and kills the coach. And then, like, there's another scene where...
Why don't I remember that? Maybe it's because it's the wackest one out of all of them.
It's pretty weird. And then, you know the Will Smith Nightmare on Elm Street song? Or Nightmare on My Street?
Uh-huh.
Some of the lines from that song are in the movie. The whole, like, you have the body, I'll be the brains. Because Freddy's trying to take over this kid's brain to come, or body to come back to the real world.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He's possessing him, and like with that one thing is like the kid like puts his hand up and it's like Freddy's nails are coming through his fingers and like he's you know he turns into Freddy and then kills people. Later on, he kills his best friend because they're hanging out together and his best friend strips down to his tighty whities and they're gonna sleep in the same room and they're all sweaty and naked.
So
and
you think
it's like there's anytime there's this
Freddy is anti-gay then.
I don't know if Freddy's anti. I think what it is is, it's this kid fighting with his gayness.
Well, it came out in the '80s.
Yeah, and it turned you know it turned out
was taboo back then.
Yeah, but it turns out the kid that actually played that kid, the one that was killing everyone, turned out to be gay. Turned out to be like, super gay.
I wonder if homeboy looks back on that and thinks that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was watching a documentary about it too. Like recently, like after I had, because I had watched, it was on Netflix a couple months back, and I watched it, yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street 2. It was the only Nightmare on Elm Street on Netflix. And I was like, why is it so gay? Like, is like, is it supposed to be this gay? Like, it's really gay. And then, like, I ended up watching a night. Yeah, then there was a documentary on it, and it's like, yeah, it's like, that's it's a gay movie. Like, it's super, like, I'm going to doubt.
It's kind of like Reefer Madness against gay people, man.
Yeah, kind of. And it's like, fucking weird, dude. And, like, the next scene, okay, so, again, he's in the bedroom with his best friend, and they're both naked, and I think they wrestle, or they do something really gay. Like, they do, like, tidy whitey wrestling. And then, like, yeah, and then, like, dude falls asleep, wakes up as Freddy, and kills his best friend. And then, yeah, it's weird. And then, so then, like, later on in the movie, they're at this party. And he's so there.
Gayness is killing people.
Yeah. And so then he's there with his girlfriend, and they're making out, and they're like, because I think he's still a virgin in the movie, or they make some comment. He's about to get, like, about to go and take that step with his girlfriend, and, like, Freddy freaks the fuck, or he freaks the fuck out and runs off, and then Freddy comes out and kills everybody at the party.
I don't remember that movie that well.
Yeah, it's a weird fucking movie. It's not the best. It's definitely, like, it doesn't fit the rest of the movie. The rest of the series is, like, you know what I mean? But that one part two is just super gay. It's just, like, it's got a weird kind of...
I got a remake. You know the remake, Freddy remake? That one wasn't good either. I bought it because my sister was in it.
I liked it.
And it was whack.
I remember you telling me, it's like towards the end somewhere, right?
Well, she was in it. There's a pool scene where she was in it, but then they cut her out of it, which I didn't realize.
Oh, okay. I thought you said she was in the store or something.
Oh, she's in the pool scene. Cut out.
Because I remember watching that movie, and, like, I liked that they took a more scientific approach to why Freddy can get to your dreams and why, like, when... Because, like, you know how, like, in part one, how Nancy's still awake, but Freddy's still coming through to the real world and fucking with her? Mm-hmm. Like, they kind of address that in this one with the whole micro-naps, and, like, they get into that. But the one thing I hated about it is in the original series... They never, like, okay, Freddy killed kids. He kidnapped them and he killed them.
Right.
He never molested them. Like, killing kids is pretty bad. But in this one, they made him a child molester as well. And it was like...
There's a certain stigma against molesters. Like,
yeah.
Killers don't even like molesters.
Yeah, exactly.
Molesters are, like, the bottom yeah. of the barrel.
And so and that... prison systems. That fuck... Because, like, okay, granted... Freddy was really creepy, like that. Even in part one, that I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy, and the whole like when he licks her through the phone and all that. It's gross, and Freddy's always overtly sexual, but they never really got into him being a molester. And in the remake, they were like he's a molester, and it was like you were always my favorite, Nancy, and it was just like that's fucking gross.
And
like
you know who plays him too, dude from The Watchmen.
Yeah, Rorschach.
Yeah.
He was a Freddy in the remake.
I was a little bit.
I think he did a good job as Freddy. It was just still.
That's just a shit movie. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Supposedly they're gonna be doing another remake of it, or another Robert Englund Nightmare on Elm Street.
Is Robert Englund even still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm all for fucking Robert Englund doing it. Shit. Do I have anything else? I had something else I was gonna bring up with you guys. Let's see, Hugh Jackman, Spider-Man, and Zendaya are dating. Yep, that's some porn I saved.
Is Spider-Man and Zendaya porn?
No. Oh, we talked about the military-grade masturbation device. Did we talk about the Fire Johnny Depp Twitter thing that was fucking trending?
Fire Johnny Depp?
Apparently, Johnny Depp made a comment about assassinating a president.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So fucking...
Well, President Trump.
All he said was, this was a tweet. When was the last time an actor assassinated a president? It has been a while, and maybe it is time. Yeah. Because...
That's pretty direct.
Yeah, it's pretty... But see, at the same time, okay, John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated Lincoln, was an actor.
Right.
So he was referencing that. Maybe going too far and saying maybe it's time.
Yeah, he said maybe it's time for him. Almost implying that maybe I should be the next John Wilkes Booth.
So people went nuts and now # fire Depp.
But instead, I'd be killing a horrible person and not a great person.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like I can understand people being upset for him making this comment. You know what I mean? You don't say some shit like that. You know what I mean? Especially as a public figure.
As a public figure, you gotta be careful what you say.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, a lot of people are thinking that.
I mean, John Wilkes Booth probably would have tweeted that.
I don't like this man trying to free all them niggers.
I'ma kill him at the next show.
I'ma kill him.
And nobody's gonna. And everyone's gonna be like, he's not.
Right.
He's not gonna do shit. Oh shit! He did it. Why didn't anyone stop him? He said he was gonna do it.
Hashtag buckshot to the head, bitch.
it is. He got the gun emoji. He's got the Abraham Lincoln emoji.
Somehow he's got a blood splatter emoji. Must be a cut. I got it.
You have the right to say what you want as long as you're not making direct threats against government officials, right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
That wasn't a direct threat.
It wasn't a direct threat. He was just saying maybe some actor should kill
president. I understand why people were like, you shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
You know?
But do you think Disney should fire him from all of his movies? Like, what are they going to do? Like,
and he's a huge... Okay, the reason why he's Captain Jack anyway is because he's a huge money draw.
Exactly.
If his money gets affected, they'll cut him.
Yeah.
It's the same reason why Colin Kaepernick can't be a quarterback in the NFL, because he did some stuff that a lot of the demographic who watches the NFL don't like. Is it fair? No, because he's standing up for black people, which, you in don't my do. Opinion, there's nothing wrong with that.
we're going two different ways on that one.
No, I'm talking about Colin Kaepernick. You know
No. But I don't think you heard what I said.
No.
Because he said he's standing up for black people, and you went, which? And I said, you don't do.
No, I don't like that. No, but...
He's just, you know what I'm saying? Figure,
but the
know.
point is, he didn't become a... he's not a quarterback in the league right now because of that. That is the reason.
Because, yeah.
And he was costing the league money.
Yeah.
I mean, because you got people in the league that's rapists. You got people in the league that's murderers.
Yep.
Like, legit murderers.
Yep.
They got off for it. But yep. Come on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All this dude said is, I'm not standing for the fucking for the national anthem, and he can't get a job because there's so many people... who are close-minded and idiotic and redneckish, who watch football. He was costing them money doing that.
Yeah. You know? Well, see, I think a lot of people, too, have an outdated...
fact that people can sit there and say that as an athlete, you don't have a right to speak out against social injustice is retarded.
Well, because
that's exactly the type of people who should do it, because you got the money and the influence.
Yeah, they have the influence to do it.
Right?
But see, the thing about it is a lot of people were like, they feel, okay, things are fucked up right now in the world, and especially in this country. But by not standing, he was disrespecting the country itself. You know what I mean? By not standing for the country's national anthem, he was disrespecting the country.
But the national anthem wasn't written to represent me or you.
No, yeah, no,
or
never
him.
No, not at all.
Or and you being somebody who comes from the military. Right. Isn't that a slap in the... Like, I know a lot of people that come from the military who fight for this country, whose family members have died for this country, but they happen to be black or Latino. So then you go over there and you can fight for this country,
and
you come back, and they treat you like you're second class. Now, wouldn't that piss you off? You risk your life, you come over here?
That's completely understandable.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I get that argument completely.
So the argument to me is very invalid when you start talking that kind of shit. It's like... We go through the same stuff you go through, and we get treated like shit here, and we get treated secondary citizens.
Yeah.
You actually have people who fall into that demographic that make it out, and they speak out against it. They're the people who should.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's... Hold on. As a matter of fact, I just saw this fucking article. Let me pull it up. It was around this time, almost exactly this time last year, Henry Rollins, he wrote an article about... Oh, God, where is it at?
Henry Rollins wrote that article about how white people wouldn't be able to deal with the shit that minorities go through in this country. I remember that.
Yeah.
And at some level, I say it's true.
Yeah.
At some level, it's fucking true.
The one thing he says, I'm going to find it right now, is the quote he says is, I've heard politicians use a phrase that nauseates me whenever I hear someone say it. The need to come together. To that, I say, you first, motherfucker. And the whole thing, and he gets deeper into it in the article, is the whole thing is like, they want all these people to say, oh, okay, well, we need to be better than that. We need to do this. We need to do that. We need to all be on the same team. But these are the same people that are secretly against laws that are helping people, or they're the ones keeping the wage gaps. They're the ones keeping all this like keeping the people apart. You know what I mean? But they're the ones saying that we need to come to publicly. They're the ones saying we need to come together. You know what I mean? Let me see here. Let me see if I can find that fucking way he actually talks about it. He says there are two different Americas that have existed in an environment of almost unbroken mutual exclusivity. God damn it, where'd it go? It's a long ass article. About? It's a long ass article.
Henry Rollins.
Henry Rollins and Black America and White America and minorities and. How did we get on this?
We were talking about Johnny Depp talking about killing
Trump. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shit. I don't remember what I was going
to say. All the sick shit that's come out of this fat fuck's mouth since he started running for office. And people mad at Johnny Depp for being mad. At Trump being a fucking global embarrassment. He's a global embarrassment. His party is a global embarrassment. His fucking cabinet is a global embarrassment. The people who voted for him are a bunch of fucking idiots. But let's not get it twisted. He didn't win because of the people who voted for him. He won because of the people who were Democratic who didn't vote the right way. Yeah. Be honest about that.
All those fucking people that voted for Harambe.
This ain't even a political show, but I'm going to break it down for you stupid motherfuckers out there who don't understand. A protest vote is a vote for the other side.
Yeah.
It's straight up and down. Because you voted for like the Green Party or a party that has no chance to win in a bipartisan system. I'm using big words now. Bipartisan meaning two. You understand?
Partisan meaning...
part. Two parts. A two-part system where you got Democrats and Republicans on either side. These are the powerhouses, right? Yeah, yeah. These are... You're not going to have... The Whig Party don't exist no more. The Green Party's never going to be in office. Not in the grand stage. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So when you protest vote, or when you're one of the privileged white folks, white women who voted for Trump, even though he's going around grabbing white pussies, I don't even understand that. When you make votes under the pretense of thinking it doesn't matter, it's not affecting you. It's fucking everybody else over. Yeah. Right?
The thing that got me about the whole election was like, what was it? Shit. It was like 13,000 people or 30,000 people that voted for Harambe.
That's ridiculous.
That's for start. It's like, you know, like
that's ridiculous. And he won all the swing. He won all the swing states.
Yeah.
Because of protest votes. Because of people who said Hillary was a dirty politician.
Yeah.
And what did Trump do? He walks into office, he sits his fat ass down in office, and it's business as usual. He does exactly the opposite of what he said he was going to do. He said he was going to look out for the little people. He's taking Medicaid and Medicare away from who? Not the rich.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's fucking you in the ass, and you put him there. Now you're mad because you're getting fucked in the ass, and you put him there.
Have you guys heard of this Blue Whale Challenge?
No, what is that?
Blue Whale Challenge, apparently it's a Russian cult that they've been putting out these challenge videos on YouTube. And the final challenge is to commit suicide. And a bunch of Russian kids have done it already.
Then the herd, nigga. Then the fucking herd.
It's claimed its first couple American victims already.
Shit, let them do it.
So fucking dumb,
then
dude.
Then the herd. If you're dumb enough to do it, then the fucking herd. Fucking
idiot. Like... why?
Because YouTube fame?
Still. If you killed yourself, how are you going to put that on YouTube, first of all?
They live stream it. So it's, you know.
Okay.
That shit, like, you know, when you live stream.
And what good is the YouTube fame once you're dead?
I think they don't think that far
ahead. Exactly.
That's the problem. They don't think
I'm
that
gonna
far
get
ahead.
All these likes, nigga, but you ain't even going to see it.
Did you see? Okay. Was it last week or the week before we talked about the chick that shot her boyfriend?
Chick that shot her. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
Have you heard about this? The chick that shot her boyfriend?
No.
All right. So there was this couple that they post YouTube videos together. They had a decent following, you know. And
how many is a decent following? I'm
curious. They had a couple thousand. You know,
that's
like
not a decent following. Well, you don't have a decent following until you hit 15,000 and up.
Okay. Well, they had a couple thousand. For nobodies that were just posting YouTube videos, they were like, you know, they had a decent following. And they were just, because all it was like a life blog, pretty much. You know what I mean? It was just their videos. And little by little, they started doing stunts and getting more views. And her boyfriend had this idea. A book can stop a bullet. So he convinced her,
I'm gonna hold a dictionary in front, or an encyclopedia, a hardcover encyclopedia in front of my chest. You're gonna stand, I think it was like 200 feet away, or doing no, it was like no, 20 yards away. You're gonna stand 20 yards away, or 10 yards away, something like that. And you're gonna shoot me in the chest. So, he talked her into it, and she shot him. The round went through the book, went through his chest, went through the wall behind him.
What kind of gun was it?
A fucking Desert Eagle.
What?
Yes. Okay, I didn't find this out recently, by the way.
That's why.
Oh, it's a fucking hand cannon, yeah. Dude.
She shot up with a fucking Desert Eagle. It's
like
the most
powerful fucking handgun ever. Right. Other than like an elephant gun. Like,
what the...
A 50 cal. Oh, 50 caliber so handgun.
Dumb.
And then, like, apparently the guy's aunt was like, don't do it. Don't use a gun. Shoot the book. Don't put it in front of his chest.
It's a fucking hand cannon. It's a Desert Eagle.
Yeah. And you know what? Their response to why they wanted to do it? They wanted the YouTube views. They wanted to be internet famous. Granted, we're doing
at least test it.
Yeah.
Make sure it won't go through the book. Like... You just saw it on the fucking internet somewhere that a bullet will stop, that a book will stop a bullet.
Or you could do some fucking research.
Yeah.
Watch Mythbusters. Mythbusters has done this shit already.
Yeah.
They can you bulletproof a car with fucking phone books? Yeah. You know what I mean?
What caliber of bullet is best to shoot a book with and still live?
Yeah.
Like,
who the fuck shoots? So she's being charged with manslaughter, by the way.
Okay.
Probably involuntary.
Yeah, involuntary manslaughter, but.
Okay.
It's fucking like...
Should we feel bad?
No, not at all.
No, because she's just as dumb.
But it's the kind of thing that's like, okay... Cause people,
the boyfriend's
like,
dumber.
Yeah, the boyfriend's dumber.
And he's dead now. Yeah.
But like, people do some dumb shit. Like, again, we are literally recording a podcast right now that we're going to put up on the internet because we want people to listen to us on the internet. So we're not ones to judge anyone trying to become internet famous.
But we don't do stunts to
exactly. Get popular. We're not trying to do some dumb shit.
We let shit run its course.
No. I beg to differ with you. I can't agree with you.
Why?
Because we've done this podcast for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know I've had other shows.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's not for fame. It was done because you enjoy the subject.
Oh, no, this is true, yeah. We're putting it on, yeah.
If it gets hot, it gets hot, but you're not out there like,
yeah, we're not trying to.
I'm going to stick a hot poker up my ass to get likes.
No, I just do that for my own.
Right, you know.
I mean,
yeah, we do that for our own satisfaction.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to do dumb shit. Like people, there's articles out there all around. They're saying that people who take selfies are like narcissistic, and it's like almost a disease now.
Yeah.
And you see that. Famous, to be famous is almost a disease, and I call it the. And I hate. I don't want to shit on this girl because we were talking about her earlier, and I think her family is genius. But it's like the Kim Kardashian effect,
mm-hmm.
like the reality TV effect. Like you don't want to have a real talent. Remember back in the day when celebrities was people who actually knew how to do something?
The thing is that you can be famous for
You can be famous for fucking... Kim Kardashian got famous for fucking a C-level celebrity. And she just happened to be a bad bitch. So niggas was like, damn, that's a badass bitch.
Now think of all these fucking Instagram models that have fucking thousands of dudes.
You know what? Can I dispel the myth right now? Because I know a bunch of Instagram models... And those bitches ain't popping. You might see them in videos. They might be in videos. Mm-hmm. But these hoes can't pay their rent either. Let's be realistic. These Instagram models are not living any better than you. I know a bunch of them. I know a bunch of them, man.
You don't make money off of that shit. But, like, it's that internet thing. It's because somebody knows
likes
their name.
Likes don't pay bills, nigga.
Nope. Fuck, I was going to make a comment right now. About
likes don't pay bills, nigga.
And, But speaking of doing dumb shit for internet fam, we still gotta do the Icy Hot challenge.
I ain't doing nothing with no Icy Hot, motherfucker. What you talking about, Icy Hot?
You gotta put Icy Hot in your balls.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm not doing that shit. I like my dick and my balls. They ain't done nothing but brought me joy in 36 years of life. I ain't doing nothing to it. Icy Hot, fuck y'all. We cool, Joe. It ain't happening. Not gonna happen, man.
We had a show a while back where I was talking. I forgot how it came up. But I was talking about when I was in the Army, I found out how bad Icy Hot burns be getting down there.
because I had I was rubbing it on my neck or I was doing something.
He's rubbing his neck.
And then I went to scratch
it. You wanted to jerk. You was missing your girl and you're like, oh, this shit is lubricated. And I'm
like, I was rubbing it on my neck and shoulder and then I went and like scratched.
His neck and shoulder.
And then I scratched and then like at first it was like.
You scratched all around the shaft?
It was just the balls. Just the balls. You know, I did a pinch and roll. You know? And then it's like. Maybe like 2-3 minutes, I'm like, oh shit, that's hot. And like,
it's cold.
And it's hot again.
And so, the first instinct is, I'm gonna go to the sink and wash it off.
Oh, no, sir.
That just makes it worse. It's terrible. Never get icy hot on your balls. But that's where we came up with the icy hot challenge. You smear some icy hot on your balls and see what taps out first.
Nah, we cool. You can keep all them fucking challenges to yourself. Here's a challenge. As a minority man, here's a challenge. Get up, go to work, and not get shot for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Get up, go to work, and be able to pay your bills at the end of the month. That's a real challenge. Fuck that shit. This is true. You ain't gonna see me doing none of that dumbass shit, nigga. Fuck that. Get up, go to work, and figure out how to be a six-figure motherfucker. Right. That's a challenge. You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm
pouring ice on myself. I ain't doing that shit. The hang yourself and jerk challenge. All that wild shit.
Hang yourself
and jerk. That's a real challenge.
Yeah. Have you seen? There was one that I used to laugh. Oh my god, I laughed so hard about this.
Stupid ass people.
It was one of those. It was one of those ice bucket challenges.
The hot water. The boiling water
challenge.
Are you fucking playing? You know what? Okay. You know I'm a scientist. Mm-hmm. I'm a scientist. I mean it. I'm a scientist.
Thermodynamics.
And no. No, when you look at the way populations work with different species, right? They grow, and then there's a bottlenecking, something or whatever that happens that thins the fucking numbers out.
Survival of the fittest.
These challenges, this dumb shit people doing is stealing the numbers out. Like, get rid of all the dumb motherfuckers that ain't fit enough to survive mentally, dude. Let them kill themselves. I don't give a fuck, dude. Let them kill themselves. You dumb enough to do this shit? You plan the Russian kids to kill them? This is a challenge to kill themselves? Fucking let them do that shit.
The challenge is literally to kill yourself.
There's more to it. It's like a cult, and they have all these like they keep putting these messages out.
But still, you get to the end step, and it just says kill yourself.
Kind of.
Didn't that happen with Dungeons and Dragons back in the day too?
No, that was a myth.
That was a myth.
There was never.
Yeah. Look, man, all I'm saying is if you don't have the brain capacity to look at things and be like, this shit doesn't make sense, I'm not going to do it, then let it. I don't feel bad. Like, I really don't feel bad.
Like that cinnamon challenge, the spoonful of cinnamon, because like they're saying, oh, you can't swallow it. If you put a spoonful of cinnamon in your mouth, you can't swallow it. You'll choke on it because...
Yeah.
It's so dry.
Yeah. But people, that became the spoons of full cinnamon challenge. People were choking
on cinnamon. Because it, like, absorbs all your saliva and you can't... Fucking!
If you ain't got a glass of water right there, you're dead as fuck. Like, why? Come on, man. Like, really?
Yeah. But
how about the get good grades challenge? How about getting to a good school?
That won't get you on the. That won't get people to watch your YouTube video.
That's not good for the gram, though.
Exactly.
Well, we should make it good for the gram.
There was another challenge I was gonna talk about right now too. Oh, but no, it was that ice bucket challenge, and this fucking dude is like, he's drunk as shit. And it's country as hell. I'm going to take this motherfucker ice buck challenge. This motherfucker, he challenged me. So I'm going to challenge these other motherfuckers with this motherfucker ice buck challenge. This motherfucker ice buck challenge. I got my son here. And he like pans the camera over to his son. His son is gay as the day is long. Just like. You look at him, like, this kid is just sweet. Sweet as hell. Just, you know. like that's my boy right there. You know. Tell him, go ahead. So he's gonna pour his motherfucking buck challenge on me, and so the dude puts the camera back at himself, right? And the kid opens up a bottle of water and pours out just a bottle of fucking like Niagara fucking like. Woo! Oh, that's a cold. Oh. That motherfucker, damn, that's ice buck challenge.
You keep them challenges, dog.
I'm about to play that video.
Look, if you're dumb enough to do that shit, Joe.
See, and if he was drunk and smart enough not to fucking...
Do a full ice bucket.
Do an actual ice bucket.
Yeah. I think on that note, let's go ahead and wrap it up. Website is still down. Still down.
A year.
Yeah, it's been a year. Been down for a year now.
What website is it?
The Real Press Start website.
Why?
Find us on Spotify. We're on Spotify.
We are on Spotify now. In the podcast section. We're anywhere you can get podcasts, you can get us.
Except our own website.
Yes. Spotify, iTunes.
What happened to this fucking guy?
Yeah, it's a long, complicated tale. Spotify, iTunes, Spreaker.
Speaking of gay.
SoundCloud might be going away in like 50 days.
For good?
Wait,
yeah.
What?
SoundCloud is going to supposedly in like 50 days is going to be gone.
Like as an app?
No, as a site, as an app, as a hosting thing.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, gone forever.
That's weird.
So they're probably going to be gone soon. So, but iTunes, Stitcher, podcast.com, fucking Satchel.
Satchel?
Yeah.
Man Purse too? What the fuck? Yeah.
No, Satchel's an app that like it helps promote local.
Grindr, you're on Grindr?
We're on Grindr, yeah. The Real Press Start on Tinder.
That's a fire.
You should make a Real Press Start Tinder page. That would be hilarious.
Where else?
We had Mon here the other day. And I mentioned Meat Spin, which you're familiar with that, right?
I don't know what the hell that is.
Pull it up.
Search on www.meatspin.com.
What am I getting into?
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna let this record. I'm gonna let this play. All right, he's typing it in. He's got a face. He's making a face.
Don't you ever send me to some shit like this, man? Listen, Joe, man.
So for those that don't know, please describe what meatspin.com
is. Meatspin.com is a guy just kind of spinning on another man's dick.
Swinging his dick around.
He's getting fucked by another dick as well.
Hey, man, to each his own, but I'm not feeling that. I'm going to go
to lemonparty.org.
No, we're going to go to free porn.
Blue Waffle.
Google Blue Waffle.
No, I'm going to xvideos.com. I need to see some titties now. You can fuck me.
Blue Waffles is some titties.
No,
it's not. I'm lying.
Yeah. But so, you said meatspin.com and Mon. What did he say? Don't go to that.
That's a virus.
That's a virus. he got real Mexican. That's a virus.
Mon is super Mexican. Yeah.
All right, on that note, game over. No more questions.